1, 2, 1, 2. It's Sound Space Sessions, intimate conversations, and mini concerts.
I'm KVYN The Vine, music director Nate Campbell. The song is called See the World. Brett Denon, welcome to Sound Space Sessions.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me. Feels weird and it feels great to be in a radio station.
I have to say the same thing.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Going, my brown-eyed son. You used to crawl, but now you run. You started off on a road half dark, and the river curled into a question mark. We sleep on diamond beaches, dear, and drink from prism streams so clear. You don't have to be rich to get around. There are mansions growing out of the ground. Please go back, get out and see the world. Took you far from home and pushed you out of your comfort zone. There's kids out there with war paint on and hearts break like crayons. Before you left, the world was small, and now the hills are bleeding like waterfalls. There's a lot of bad things that are buried shallow, and cries for help with no echoes. Teach, go back, get out and see the your own eyes. It's hard to see what you're going through. Just knowing can beat up on you. You spend some time in a waiting place, and the purest things may leave no trace. Go up the mountaintop and shine. I reflected on my long decline. I've gathered sunsets in my prime. Now I'm planting trees I'll never climb.
On Sound Space Sessions, the new one from Brett Denon. It's called See the World. That's the title track to the upcoming album.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Thanks, man.
Really digging that one.
Appreciate it.
And here we are, Sound Space Sessions to 2021. the first of the year. When we created this podcast a year ago, we got four underway starting in February, and then the pandemic obviously shut it down. So Brett, you're the first one back. We are so excited.
Well, thanks. I'm excited too. This is my first podcast radio performance in a long time. I can't even remember. And like the podcast, I had pretty much finished this record and then took a big year pause. So it's nice to... It's fun and exciting and a little scary to be working again and playing out again.
I agree. And everyone's kind of feeling that way, as it obviously is opening back up and something we all wanted. But now we're here and it's like, oh, you could feel that rat race. Just.
And I think people are a little more in tune with themselves now. At least I know for me, I know that I'm a lot more in touch with myself, and I'm aware of my anxiety, and that's kind of how I'm feeling right now. Like, I want this so bad. I want to be out there playing, but I've just gotten so used to just being in a little bubble in my yard, in my house, and in my neighborhood.
And now, did you write this before the pandemic, this song?
I did, okay. Yeah. I wrote it. I got inspired by having a kid. He was crawling around, and he was just crawling away from me, and I was just messing around with it, and I got the idea for Where You Going, My Brown-Eyed Son. It's just kind of a riff off a nod to Bob Dylan's Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. And then
nice.
The song just took off from there in its own direction and became more about just experiencing life for yourself, all the pain and misery and joy and beauty, but just seeing the world through your own eyes instead of hearing it from someone else.
Brett Denon on Sound Space Sessions. We're hanging out today. And I always ask all the performers that come through this question, what is your history with the wine country? But of course, I know the answer to that because I don't know if you remember this, but 10 years ago now, I was at another station, The Crush, the mm-hmm. great Crush over in Santa Rosa. And we had you out at Cundy Winery. Do you remember that?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my parents live not too far away from there now. So that was a fun picnic for everybody.
Yeah, we had like 500 people out there on a Sunday.
Man, it was great. Yeah, drink a lot of wine. I mean, those are the paradise, the remembered
exactly.
days, you know, the distant paradise lost that we're going to get back.
We'll get back to. But now you have a lot of family in that exact area.
Well, yeah, they all moved there. I mean, my whole family now is in the Bay Area. We grew up in the Central Valley, way out near Modesto. But they all moved this way. And so I'm sure I'm not too far behind them, you know, because I have a kid now. And,
like, and where are you right now?
We split our time between Ventura, which is a beach town
right.
down south by Santa Barbara, and then up in the Yosemite area on
okay.
Sonora Pass. I do a lot of skiing and we do a lot of camping, and so we go up there a lot. And our kid is young enough that he doesn't have to be in school yet, so we're just kind of like bouncing back and forth.
Brett Denon hanging out with us on The Vine's Sound Space Sessions. I'm Nate Campbell. The new album called See the World, you just heard that first single right there. You can follow Brett Denon on social media. You know, the Twitters, Facebook, Instagram, and also TikTok,
yeah.
as we're coming to find.
Yeah.
I don't quite know what that means yet or how to introduce you on TikTok, but hey, we're all getting... You got another track you want to play for us?
Yeah, well, you said to do another song from the new record. I'm thinking I want to do this. It's kind of a 70s, 80s breezy song. It's like my version of a theme song from an old TV show like WKRP in Cincinnati.
We love that show around here.
All right. Well, this is a song about a guy who lives a beautiful life in the sunshine on a boat in a harbor, but he never ventures out past the breakwater, and he's wondering about the life he could be living outside of the harbor. It's called Serenity Now. Serenity now, I'm leaving. I believe in myself again. It's a beautiful day to embrace the wind. Embrace the wind. I live on a boat, I seldom sail. I'm a captain with no crew. Collecting moments as they come is just a fool. Some of my favorite days, they are cloudy and gray. Some of my best friends I never see, they live so far away. I'm living from day to day.
day. I live from day to day. Serenity now I'm breathing. Kiss me now and wish me well. It's a beautiful day to be bored as hell. I'm bored as hell. I met a man on a mango boat playing chess inside his head. He never understood a single Seinfeld reference. Some of my favorite days, they are cloudy and gray. Some of my best friends I never see. They're living so far away. I'm living from day to day. I live from day to day. My blue eyes turn to green whenever it rains. And I don't need a reason to complain. Some of my favorite days, they are cloudy and gray. Some of my best friends I never see. They're living so far away. I'm living from day to day. I live from day to day.
On KVYN, The Vine's Sound Space Sessions, Brett Denon. And the track Serenity Now from his upcoming album called See the World. I was wondering if I should ask about the Seinfeld reference there.
Yeah, but, but it made itself in the... Well, you know, I had most of the song written for a long time and I didn't know what to call it because the idea was the first line of each verse, Serenity Now, that which I landed on, was him talking to his boat. So he's talking to his boat, whatever he named his boat. And so... Like, you know, you can think of all the great boat names that are out there, like the Leisure Skipper or the, you know, the right. Acapulco Gold or whatever. And I found Serenity Now. I just thought of it probably after watching Seinfeld. And I was like, that'd be a great name for a boat. And then the song sort of fell into place after that. And it's like this guy is drinking a martini or something, and he's just talking to this boat. Hey, you know, today might be a good day to leave. But then, of course, he never does.
And then you can't help but hear George's father yelling out Serenity. Yeah. That might ruin that moment for you a bit.
Insanity later!
Yeah, exactly.
It's time for a Soundspace Sessions intermission. We could play you elevator music, but rather, stay tuned for more music.
In 2004, Brett Denon released his debut self-titled album, eventually signing to Dual Tone Records. In an interview with American Songwriter magazine, Denon acknowledged Paul Simon's significant influence on his music, naming Graceland his favorite album. In 2008, Brett Denon went on tour with John Mayer, opening those shows. Denon was named by Rolling Stone magazine as an artist to watch, and in 2008, Entertainment Weekly called him one of its 8 guys on the rise. Brett's third album was released with the song Ain't Gonna Lose You. That was featured on Grey's Anatomy, topped the iTunes folk charts. The record reached number 6 on the digital charts and was followed by a successful mini tour. Stints on David Letterman in 2009, Denon's fifth album featured Sweet Persuasion and was featured on the TV show Parenthood. His song Come Back Kid, That's My Dog is the theme song on the NBC comedy About a Boy.
Listen up. It's Soundspace Sessions, bringing you music discovery.
Brett Denon with us. Follow him on social media. Now, we were talking a little bit about, once again, you are the first performer that we're having back for Soundspace Sessions since the pandemic, and just kind of leaving off that life that we all left in mid-March. And you said that much of this album was already written. And uh-huh. What kind of touring did you have to leave behind that now you've maybe picked up again? And what's in the game plan?
Well, yeah, there's a lot left on the table. I had a summer... full of outdoor shows and club shows and a tour in the fall. And I was gonna do a theater tour with my friend Trevor Hall. And we were just watching shows just get postponed and then postponed. And then at some point, a couple weeks of postponing shows, you just know in your gut, like, this is just all gonna go away.
You could feel it happening.
It's all gonna go away. So then that's when you really just start to let your guard down, and Wine 30 gets earlier and earlier every day.
And we love that around here.
And so now we're picking it. Well, I have some gigs that I have to fulfill this summer that are left over from a couple years ago, but we're starting to try to be smart and book a few gigs outdoors this summer, and then hopefully by this fall we'll be up and running again.
All right, got to ask you about one of your older tunes.
Yeah,
one ahead. That we play here on the Vine, San Francisco, mm-hmm. and the lyric. It's a real good baseball town, but my team is across the bay. Ain't it just like an A's fan to get in that your favorite team is the A's in a song called San Francisco?
Well, when I wrote that song, I wrote it because I was wanting to move to San Francisco, because one of my best friends was living there, and it was when a couple of really cool neighborhoods were turning and becoming kind of funky,
right.
And they had that whole Burning Man coffee and Burning Man and wine and good food vibe, and you know, now it's kind of all overblown and blown out, but back then
San Francisco 2.0, I think they call it.
But back then it was still had a lot of all the its legacy of beauty, and then it was a fun place for young people to move, and I just really wanted to move there, so I wrote a song about wanting to move there. But you know, I can't just go telling people that I'm a fan of San Francisco without making it known that the better baseball team is in Oakland.
Got it. I'm one of those rare Bay Area guys that likes both teams. And I know that doesn't make a lot of sense to a lot of people. But I always have to give it a little bit to A's fans who just seem so, I don't know, I want to say maybe jealous of the Giants. And for reasons that most of my life I never understood, because we had never had a championship. Mm-hmm. There was the 89 rivalry that the A's dominated.
Well, let me tell you the secret to my love for the A's, because I've loved them for so many years through all the bad years. And, you know, it's fun to see them so good now. When I was 7 or 8 years old and I started getting into baseball, my dad, you know, a good Northern Californian, he thought, okay, I'm going to take Brett to a Giants game. And this was out at Candlestick. And we drove our VW bus from Oakdale, and it took a couple hours to get there. And we get the cheap seats, and we're up there, and I'm freezing. The little kid just freezing, and I immediately said I wanted to go home, Daddy. And he's like, I spent all this money, and we did all that. Right, so we go home. I don't know how many innings we watched. But then later that season, or I don't know how long later, he took me to a Modesto A's game. That was when Modesto had the single A A's. And I loved it, and I couldn't tell the difference. It's like, well, I could spend $30 on a ticket, or I could spend $3 on a ticket and drive only 20 minutes. And that's how I became an A's fan, and it's been great.
Brett Denon hanging out with us on Sound Space Sessions, KVYN The Vine Sound Space Sessions. His new album coming out is called See the World. You can follow him on social media at Brett Denon. Can you play that song, San Francisco,
sure will.
For us? Here.
territorial. Down in the lower eight, I'm gonna get me an old accordion and play for the tourists on the Golden Gate. Plant a little garden, paint my bathroom blue. I'm gonna try real hard to get over you. City, life don't move so slow. There's plenty of good people that I know. Up in North Beach, they drink spicy Italian liquor. Down on Market, there's a lot of hobos and hustlers. Ooh, do, 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 do. Hey, mama, hey. Oh, my mama, baby, 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 baby. Down in Ace Valley, there's a lot of good restaurants. Deep in the Tenderloin, you can have anything you want. Baseball town, but my team is across the bay. That's right. All right, now go if you wanna go, but I won't follow. Just so you know, leave if you wanna leave, but I won't be here when you come. When you come home.
KVYN The Vine's Sound Space Session. I'm music director Nate Campbell, and that's Brett Denon right there with a Vine favorite, the song San Francisco. And thank you for playing that one for us.
Of course, I love playing that song.
You can follow him on social media at Brett Denon, and his new album out is called See the World. Buy that wherever you get your music. Keep it right here on The Vine, because we are going to be spinning the hell out of those tunes as they come through. And I have to commend you on your voice. You know, something I learned from some of the past Sound Space sessions, because it's the morning time, and when I have the other musicians come in the morning, I make them do these songs with great harmonies and whatnot, but musicians don't like to do those harmonies early in the morning.
Well, no, they don't. Because your voice doesn't work. You know, your voice is your body. Your voice is stiff in the
and
morning.
Yours sounds great right now.
Well, thanks. But you know, like a saxophone player isn't going to play his horn until he takes his reed or her reed, soaks it in water for a long time and warms it up, loosens it up, softens it up. Same with the keys. Same with a guitar. You know, it takes a while to get everything relaxed.
Sound Space Sessions here on KVYN, The Vine, and Brett Denon. We want to thank you so much for being with us today.
It's great to be here. Thanks for the support, and it feels so good to be out in the world again.
And come see us again here in Napa and book a show out here.
Well, that's the plan. Hopefully this summer.
This has been another Sound Space Sessions created by Wind Down Media.
Hey, this is Brett Denon, and you're listening to the best music station in Napa Valley, 99.3 The Vine.